This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Who would they have gotten that's going to make that much of a difference? I'm sure Brandon Bean was calling around and seeing what he could do. I think there are some people, and maybe rightfully so, that remain skeptical that getting a guy mid-season really provides that much value.
I tend to lean Team Ross on this.
Yeah, the example that comes to mind, someone tweeted this at me, and I was checking to make sure the years lined up, and they weren't both trades. There's no exactly about it, but the Rams, we talked about the time frame, how this is sort of, this day has become it's a busier day on the calendar than it had been for most of our time together in this room doing this show for more than 20 years now. And November of 21, they traded for Von Miller and also signed Odell Beckham Jr. Beckham was a free agent, but they added both guys. They made their debuts at the same week. And then they won the Super Bowl, and that was on the heels of having made the Matthew Stafford trade to begin with, and it became like, you know, F them picks and all this stuff with the Rams. And I think that maybe was a key moment in, because where's an example of a team adding at the deadline? Well, there's one, and it worked. So maybe it has increased the amount of attention and even the pressure that teams and their managers feel to do something if they're that close. Like, let's push this across the finish line like the Rams did. You know, that's already four seasons ago now. I don't have a more recent example. I mean, teams have added guys, but I don't know of one that it was as impactful and successful as that was.
I'm sure there were years when we were starting out where we didn't even acknowledge the deadline.
Right.
And most of those Bills teams were just, you know, borderline in the hunt. So you don't need to be sellers, and you're definitely not buyers, and there right. might have been two or three trades anywhere in the league, not huge moves.
Right.
I like that it's more like this now, but I'm also disappointed that there wasn't just more. When you saw how well the Jets did, I mean, in my opinion at least, and even New Orleans getting two picks for Shaheed, or the Raiders getting two picks for rental Jacoby Myers, I feel like that should have spurred on more action from the bottom dwellers. But you don't have to be that – I mean, you have to be pretty far down to want to give up at this point. And when you're doing that, I mean, there's a ripple effect. It's not just your fans, but it's your players. And I don't know. Not everybody – obviously, not everybody is for it.
And I also think that and I think Ross got to this, that the appetite to take on dead money has maybe never been larger. Like, the teams, I don't think, are as scared of it as they, and that, look, that's just the reality of the cap always going up. So you've always got room to play with. We saw the Bills not be afraid of $31 million. The Broncos weren't afraid of $80 million with Russell Wilson. They did what they thought they had to do, and we're back in the playoffs a year later. So, you know, teams might feel like they can get out from under that more easily. I don't know if the CBA hasn't changed as well in what teams are allowed to do as far as converting salary into bonus before. I think the Dolphin Eagle trade had this in it, where they took some one of the trades. I'm not sure if it was that one at this deadline, but one of the trades that's been consummated in the last 2 days or so had the trading away team convert salary into bonus. They pay it, and then the team that's inheriting the player is only taking on like $1 million, and they can do that on their cap as opposed to like the full amount. So the trading team is taking on additional dead money just to try to get the better asset. So there's a lot of financial machinations that either have changed or become more palatable because the cap just keeps exploding.
See, now if sports were fun like they used to be, there would be something like a commissioner's exemption, where if your trade is really fun, we just sort of waive the financial.
Like if your trade is actually a blockbuster?
Yeah. Or even close.
Just fun. Doesn't have to be a blockbuster.
I wanted to think about Kyler Murray for Trevor Lawrence. But you can't. I mean, you can't. Kyler Murray for anything.
Yeah.
Like, you really can't even. I guess it was possible, but maybe so hard financially to make a move like that that it wasn't even ever talked about. But watching the game last night, I'm like, what are they doing with Kyler Murray?
That is getting written about and talked about more, not so much as the deadline was approaching,
yeah,
but the offseason that, you know, whether they believe like Jacoby Brissett, it can be their long-term answer or anything, that no one there was involved in the drafting or even the extension on Murray. So if they're sour on him, they could Russell Wilson that. I think I would almost bet on them doing that.
Murray for Tua.
Right, there you go.
That might be better, but you just can't even really play with that.
Right.
Rob is with us. Hello.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. How are you?
Okay, Rob. Thank you.
A little frustrated on my end. I'll tell you, I was looking forward to kind of a splash move being made. The challenging part is you're watching other teams that are contenders adding pieces to get better, and we didn't do anything. And, you know, this past week, I was thinking to myself, well, I think we're going to be okay because the defense is coming on. I was really bummed at the Hoyt injury. I really think that set us back. And I was thinking we needed to add something either on offense or defense to compensate. What are your thoughts?
You could have. I mean, I understand that. I did not have the biggest appetite for it. I think there's just a lot, as we're talking about here constantly, there's just a lot that goes into it that makes that much, much, much easier said than done. So for a while it was wide receiver, then it was the secondary, then it was defensive line. You know, I lean Team Ross, which is just what are the chances you get the guy you want at the price you're willing to pay and that the player is going to make an impact for you. I don't think they're great. I think this is being consistent. I never saw a receiver coming for the Bills. I can believe that they made calls. I'm not going to tell you that people who were reporting that were wrong. I mean, I think it also behooves the Bills for the public to think that they also made calls, because that's what we all want. I'm not sure trying and not making trades is any different than not trying and not making trades in the end, but whatever. I'm not going to tell you.
Same net result, yeah.
Right. Yeah, I'm not going to tell you that they didn't try, but I never really, I guess maybe I should capitulate a little bit on this if they did, because for me it was, I just did not believe that the Bills were going to go against what they've built.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So, like, such a hard turn of the wheel at this point with how well they're doing overall. At what price somebody that would have mattered would have cost. So it doesn't surprise me. I would have been, you know, less surprised an hour or 2 hours ago when there was more buzz about this. But going into the day, I really didn't see a receiver move.
I was not, yeah, as the day started unfolding, really when I got here, I started getting sort of some intel that they were working on receiver. And, like, I don't know if that's what you're describing, you know, like them wanting that word out there or what. I mean, I don't think it's they get anything out of us talking about it realistically, but they do. If they have the appearance that they tried and just didn't like the price or whatever, that's better than not trying. But I didn't get up today. I spent yesterday talking about how I thought pass rusher, some sort of Hoyt Oliver replacement, jumped over receiver. And there was very little. I got this one text about Von Miller. That was the only chatter I really heard about them being in on anyone to give them something in place of losing two cornerstone guys. Hoyt, it's so weird to talk about Hoyt that way because he barely played. But I think he really mattered. And now he's gone, Oliver's gone. And as much as receiver is exciting and sexy, and we've made like a factory out of talking about it here, I really was expecting something to supplement the defense, because the offense, it's easier to defend. I don't agree with it, but they made their choices, and their team is still relatively on the floor. Palmer will be back. He even practiced a little last week. Maybe he's even back this week, and they've got their full complement of dudes. The defense has gotten picked off here. Like, they've lost impactful guys, one of whom we just barely got to know but was having a big impact. I thought that would warrant a move more, and maybe fans would have been mad about, well, I've wanted a receiver all this time, and you went ahead and traded for, you know, whatever, your name here, pass rusher or, you know, edge guy or D-tackle. But I think that was maybe more called for than receiver, but that fire never really got burning today, it doesn't seem.
John is next. Hi, John.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to comment and ask, do you think that the lack of trade, I know it could be for any number of reasons that teams didn't want to trade with the Bills, but that teams might be blackballing the Bills, if that makes sense, that they don't want to see a team that's really close get there because they're afraid how maybe it impacts the conference or their own division? I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
Well, there's always the idea of a division opponent helping a division opponent. And the Jets were the biggest sellers on the day. And I don't know if the Bills, I mean, Quinnen Williams is a monster add in the middle of any team's defensive line. And that obviously includes the Bills with the needs they have that I just talked about. So I would understand a team like the Dolphins as well as the Jets, sellers, not wanting to trade and help out the Bills. You know, even if they're not in it this year, they might not want to have, you know, a guy like Quinnen Williams might be a cornerstone player for five more years wherever he goes. And so you don't want to do that. I don't think overall, I think if you've got the right price, you know, and you're talking to the Saints or the Jaguars, I think they're making those trades. If you meet the price, you know, if indeed the player was available, you know, it depends how. You never know how much a team wants to move a guy. Do they want to move a guy just because they think they're going to clean up at the price? Or do they want to move a guy because he's a headache? Brian Thomas Jr., we talked about leading up to 4 o'clock, was, you know, maybe kind of right in the middle of that, right? Is he a problem there? And do they want to unload him? Or is it just, if somebody goes as far as a first-round pick, then, okay, we'll do it.
I think the Jets made two trades you really couldn't say no to.
Right.
And who knows what else they were willing to do, or if they woke up today, as you put it, thinking they would do this. Quinnen Williams, they get a 2 and a 1 from Dallas. And the Bills or any good team would have had to beat that, not just meet it, beat it. And then they're in your division, and maybe they don't want to, you know, break ties that way. So I kind of see it like that. Blackball because they don't want the Bills to win or something? I don't understand that at all. 803-0550, Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, here for your calls. Trade deadline day, the Bills make no moves. What do you think? This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.